Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. We're always pushing toward conversations that matter. Often that's about hearing stories from one another. In this podcast, we use what's called a midrash, an ancient practice of filling in unknown details of a story to help wonder at the meaningful stuff of life.
Is he asleep?
I think so, but he won't be if you keep hollering. If you were so upset, why didn't you tell them?
Are you serious, Mary? They already think we are the crazy family.
I'm sorry it all turned out that way when we came home from Jerusalem last week.
Turned out that way? That's what you call it? Turned out?
Shh.
The whole thing was a disaster. Who else loses their kid after the Passover? And then finds him in the temple debating the high priest. It doesn't happen. It's not supposed to happen.
People are saying that the priests were impressed with him, Joseph, not annoyed.
People are saying? I'll tell you what people are saying. They're saying he's unruly, doesn't know his place, and...
And what?
And he's some kind of freak.
You're just worried about what they think.
No, that he can handle. That's one thing he's got going.
No, I mean of you. You're worried about what they think of you.
Well, don't you? I mean, we're his parents, and what kind of kid are we raising? I know. He listens to everything we say. He's a good kid. He never actually does anything wrong. I know, Mary. I love him, but...
But what, Joseph?
I'm worried.
About what?
About him. About us. About, I don't know... Everything? This isn't what I signed up for. People are talking. I know they think I'm a lousy father. No one understands why he is the way he is. Passover was just one thing. It's at Bet Midrash every day. People are talking. They were making jokes about him, knowing I could hear just now.
So why didn't you tell them?
Tell them that we don't think he's an ordinary kid either? That he has a gift, a connection, what do you call it all the time? A destiny to fulfill?
That's what the man at the temple said when he was circumcised. You heard him.
Mary, that was a loony, an old guy who hung out at the temple all day, every day. He probably said something crazy about every kid. Mary, it's not what I signed up for.
What did you think it was going to be like?
I don't know. What did you think?
Don't change the subject. You, what did you sign up for? Because you did, you know. He wasn't supposed to come. It was against all odds, and you had every out. But after disappearing for a couple of weeks, during which I don't mind reminding you, I thought you'd left us forever, you came back and said you were in. You said we'd figure it out and we'd do it together, the three of us.
I know, but I didn't think it would be like this. Doesn't it bother you?
Do I cry myself asleep some nights? Yes. I still have the dreams.
Me too.
But then I see things like what you told me about the other day. How he takes the scraps of wood from your bench that you cast off and whittles them into animals and people and hands them out to the kids in the neighborhood to play with. You said yourself he takes our cast-offs and makes them beautiful. Is that so bad?
No, it's wonderful. You're right, bud.
Joseph. Are you still in?
Are you?
Yes. I'm terrified for and hopelessly in love with our little boy. And I'm still in. I need you in, too.
Of course. You know that what I mean, though. We had no idea what we were getting into.
And here we are now.
And here we are now.